This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Rescue workers on Monday found three more bodies in the rubble of the collapsed condominium building in South Florida, bringing the death toll to 27. 118 people are still unaccounted for. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava continued to describe operations in the beachside community of Surfside, which are now in their 12th day, as a rescue, despite the fact that no one has been found alive since the earliest hours of the search. She said there is hope that there are pockets in the debris where people may have survived. Demolition experts late Sunday imploded the remaining portion of the partially collapsed condominium. They feared that it was unstable and could come down in the face of high winds from an advancing tropical storm. The mayor said the implosion went exactly as expected, and that search crews, who had suspended their work on Saturday, had been cleared to resume working at the site. Emergency workers covered the original collapsed site to make sure new debris did not interfere with search and rescue efforts. The 12-story condominium building in Surfside, Florida, north of Miami, partially collapsed without warning on June 24th. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Elsa is expected to pass near or over the west coast of Florida on Tuesday or Wednesday. While Surfside seems to have escaped a direct hit, winds from the storm could complicate recovery efforts at the site. And Tropical Storm Elsa has made landfall on Cuba's southern coast with sustained winds of 96 kilometers per hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm is bringing heavy rain to central Cuba, which could lead to significant flash flooding and mudslides. Elsa is forecast to bring a storm surge of 1 meter or more to the southern coast of Cuba. Rainfall could amount to as much as 38 centimeters in isolated